Okay, today's daf is Demai daf Lamed Dalet. Demai Lamed Dalet, and we are on the top of Lamed Dalet Amid Aleph. As we continue here, we started the fourth parak last time. Halokeach Peros. Somebody buys fruit, and it's Shabbos, and what are you supposed to do now that it is Shabbos, and you're allowed to be mafresh? So what do you do? Again, today's shiur, and the Masechta shiur was sponsored by Michael and Naomi Nudel and Avram and Devorah Weinfeld. We thank them for the sponsorship. So the Mishnah said that we're able to have a certain level of nemanus on Shabbos. You could ask, if you can't be ma'aser on Shabbos, so what do? You ask the amaretz on Shabbos, and you could eat it on Shabbos. You can eat it on Shabbos, but right after Shabbos, you can no longer eat it. Why is that? 2 days in the Gemara. We had, is it because of Kavod Shabbos or is it because of Emas Shabbos? Kavod Shabbos means we don't really believe them. There's no special Ne'emanus given, but because of Kavod Shabbos, we can rely on the general Rov HaMeiretz Masrenheim, and in that way be able to eat from the fruit. That makes a lot of sense why right after Shabbos you don't have that heter anymore. But Emas Shabbos is that for some reason they won't lie about it on Shabbos. We saw a discussion, Tosfos the Marshal, what exactly is it about Shabbos that they are scared of? But either way, they are tell the truth. And then we asked, you know, the Gemara said, if they telling the truth, so then why all of a sudden after Shabbos are you not allowed to trust it anymore? So the Gemara said, well, not everybody has the Eima of Shabbos, right? We've had that concept a number of times in the Yerushalmi. Interesting. Maybe it's a motif. In the Bavli, you don't really have that so often. That why is this? Well, maybe there's one guy that's not part. Usually it's like you have a rule. Yerushalmi says maybe this is all about Ne'emanus. So maybe there's some Ne'emanus, maybe one person is not. Fine. So then we spoke about Shabbos. So now we talk about what if you have two Yemei Kodesh next to each other? So are you allowed? You ask them on the first day, right? It's Shabbos and then Yontif. You ask them on Shabbos, you know, your Mafreshi said yes. So now it's Sunday, it's the next day. So are you allowed to rely on what you asked him yesterday? We said right after Shabbos it evaporates, right? The heter. So you ask the Gemara. Yontif shu samach l'Shabbos. Now on the top of Lamed Dalet, Yontif shu samach l'Shabbos. You have Yontif on Sunday, bein milfaneha bein lachareha, or on Friday, v'chein shnei yevam tovim shalgolios, and also the 2 days of Yontif shnei shalgolios in chutz la'aretz. What's chutz la'aretz? Why is this an issue in chutz la'aretz? Right? Mitzvah satulias baretz. So it must be a case where you exported the fruit of Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, because we're talking about Yontif Sheni. You don't have Yontif Sheni in Eretz Yisrael. So you have to just put that in. So Sheni Yontif Shogolios, where you have the Tua that was exported. So what do you do about the Ne'emanus? What do you do regarding the Ne'emanus? So we'll read the line and then we'll talk. Manda Amar Kedusha Achasi. So remember the sugya from Bavli, Beitza in the first parak, or Erevin, third parak, about Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushos. When you have two holy days next to each other, how do you view them? Not, there's a separate sugya of where they overlap on top of each other. Right? And when you have Shabbos and Yontif on the same day, how do you view that sugya? Is that Shabbos and Yontif, or is that Shabbos Yontif, hyphenated, not comma in between? So that's one sugya, that's not this sugya. This sugya is when you have 2 days contiguous with each other. How do you look at that? Those 48 hours that you're not allowed to do malacha, are they one? Is it one unified day or not? So if you say it's one unified day, so manda amar kedusha achas. If you say it's one kedusha, so then it should be considered one long day, and therefore, if I ask them on the first day, I should be able to eat on the second day because it's still the same day. Hu ochel manda amar shtei kedushos einein ochel. But according to the one who says two kedushos, so then you shouldn't be able. You should have to ask him again, right? Because it's a separate day. And therefore, that's what should be. That's the Havamina. It's amazing Havamina, because according to either Manda Amar, you know, according to each Svara that we said, the Gemara's going to reject this in a minute anyway, but according to either of the Svaras, we shouldn't even have this Havamina. Right? Because Emas Shabbos, so the Emas Shabbos means he's telling the truth, so it shall last to the next day. And because of Kavod Shabbos, or Kavod Yontif is also Kavod Yontif, so it should last. So it must be a low plug. It must be, at least in the Havamina, that it's only one day. 99% of the time, there's no Yom Kadosh afterwards, but it's kind of like a low plug. Either way, the Gemara rejects it and says, Afilo mandam ashtei kedushos ein, ochel. Right? Even if it's two kedushos, halachically, you're able to trust from the first day. Why? Because why do we usually say, oh, that it runs out? Because now you have to be mafresh. Well, you couldn't be mafresh. There's no time to be mafresh in between. Right? We take out the next word of ad. Shalonira la'aser beitayin. There was never a moment that you could be ma'aser in between. And therefore, whenever you have, you don't have time in between, then we say that you can rely on the previous, even if it is two kedushos. Okay, a number of points to talk about. First, we'll talk about the Mari Kirkus, right? When this halacha is quoted in the Rambam, in Perek Yud Beis and Ilchas Meiser. The Rambam says, "Halokeach peyers misha eino neman ala meisras v'shachach la'asron v'nichlas ha'shabas ayantif sheni yachal la'aser hareza shoalo." You could ask him. V'amar lo musar and heino chel apiv b'shabas. And if he says they're musar, fine, you could eat based on his words. V'chein amar lo echad sheino neman musar and heino chel apiv b'osa shabas. V'afilu hayu peyers achers mistukanin emas shabas halamei ares v'eino over ba'avera. Interesting. The Rambam is that lashon. Right, so how do you fit that into the way that we said it yesterday from Tosus? Emas Shabbos al Ame Haaretz. So our whole discussion yesterday, we should have mentioned this Rambam. Our discussion yesterday was what makes the Am Haaretz think that Shumas and Maestros are different on Shabbos? Right, maybe Shabbos is Kovela Maestros. Maybe it's he thinks that Shumas and Maestros only apply on Shabbos and Yontif. But this Rambam gives a very different impression. Right, the Rambam here sounds like no, people are more kadosh on Shabbos. It's Shabbos itself. It's not the Shumas and Maestros element. Because look what the Rambam says. Eima Shabbos alame aretz, the eino over ba'avera. Eino over ba'avera. Right? People, it's like, let's say you're in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? We'll probably be more inspired of the Beis HaMikdash. Like, it's Hashem's house. We're not going to do averas here. But, so maybe also in time. Right? They felt Shabbos. They felt Shabbos, and they will be more careful on Shabbos. So if you look at the Mari Kirkus, on that Rambam, so he talks about these issues that about what if you have days of kedusha next to each other. Venira shebishabes acheres o yontif shum b'sheni b'shabes. What if yontif's on Monday? V'shachach af im chazer v'shachach kiven sheniru la'aser b'intayim hariu kemezu to posheya v'lo sagi k'shachsev yishaloso. If it's Monday, then you have time in between. Just because you only have one day in between, that's tough. But what does our Gemara say? The only reason you could trust from the previous day is nireh, because there wasn't enough time, nireh la'aser. But if there's any time la'aser in between, so then that's what your responsibility is. And then he says, umi or nireh, de Shabbos rishona hitiru, afilu imlacha b'yom rishon. If you bought it on Sunday, we'll still give you the first Shabbos, even though you had a whole week. You should have been mafrish beforehand, but we'll still allow you. De lokeach peristam, Shaninu. The Kivan, Dolo Ba Shabbos, Inonikra, Mason. As long as you didn't have one Shabbos. Once you have one, then it's going to be Mason after that, and then we wouldn't allow you to continue. Number one. Number two, so let's talk a little bit about the sugyas here of Shtei Kedushas and Kedusha Achas a little bit, and the Rambam. The Rambam tells us, right, Yontif Sheni Shagolios. The Rambam tells us in Parag Gimel, in Hilchos Kedusha Chodesh, he implicitly asks, the whole idea of Yontif Sheni is because of Sveika Diyoma, because the witness is going to get that far in such a short period of time. That's why you have to keep Sveika Diyoma for Pesach, and Sveika Diyoma for Sukkis. Rosh Hashanah is different, but that's what it is. But what about Shavuos? And why do we keep doing it today? But Shavuos was never a Sveika Diyoma. Shavuos you knew, because you knew what day Pesach was by that time, so you count 50 days, and you have Shavuos. So why should you ever have 2 days of Shavuos? So says the Rambam in Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh, Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Beis, Umenadinu Shiyasu HaBezach Yontif Echad, Sheyigiyu Alein Shluchin, Veyedu Beis Yom Nikvar Rosh Chodesh, Veyasu Yontif Shol Chag HaSukah Shnei Yamim, Sheylo Yigiyu, Ukedei Shelo Lachlok B'moados, Hiskinu Chachamim, Shekal Makom Shein Shluchay Tishrei Magiyin L'Sham. If the Shluchay Tishrei can't get there, Osin Shnei Yamim Afilu, Yom Tov Shalatzeres. Deyom Esakein, right? Hiskinu Chachamim. The Chasam Sofer has a fascinating irony. I don't know if it's an irony exactly, but it's not what you would have thought. The Chasam Sofer says, the Shavuos Yontif Sheni is more chamor than the Pesach and the Sukkot one. The Pesach and the Sukkot one was only Mishum Safek. And Mishum Safek had to be Machmir. Shavuos one was not Mishum Safek. Shavuos they knew exactly. And still they said you got to do it. So that shows that's a real takana, kavua. Shavuos starts off as weaker and ends up as stronger. That's Chasam Sofer, Arachayim, Simin, Kuf, Mem, Hey. V'tzarach lomar mishum gzeira atu Pesach v'sukkos. V'yim kein memela chomer tfei. Kima delo machma safik niskabel. Kamo yantav shal Rosh Hashanah. He compares Shavuos to Rosh Hashanah in this sense. U'mikal makom gamru hayom b'kdusha v'lo machma safik. Mishumachri chomer tfei. And the other achronim aren't happy about it. If you look in the Tshuvas Karen LeDavid and others, he says, no, he quotes the Lashon of Yatziva Ba'ar, Vigyar, Bishmei Shmaya. You can't have the Iker at Tafel on the Tafel liquor. Shmuel says only Gzeira Mishum. So you're going to say that's more Chamer? Anyway, that's the Chassam. That's Chassam Sofer. The Sugya of Shtei Kedusha, Kedusha Achas, we paskin, as we know, Me'ikar Adin. We paskin Shtei Kedushos. And therefore, there's no problem with making a Shechianu on Yantav Sheni, and therefore, even on Rosh Hashanah. Even on Rosh Hashanah, Me'ikar Adin, we paskin two Kedushos. We're Machmer like the other opinion by Rosh Hashanah of Kedusha Achas, and that is why, on the second night of Rosh Hashanah, a new fruit, a new suit, something, so you have in mind that Shechianu. But even if you don't have it, if you don't have it, you make a Shechianu on the second night, because Me'ikar Adin, we paskin two Kedushos. There is an interesting discussion based on Rav Asi. Rav Asi. Dalad Amabez in the Bavli in Beitza. The Gemara there has a machlok as Rav and Rav Asi about the 2 days of Yantav Sheni Shel Galias. Rav says an egg laid on the first day could be used on the second day, because one of the days is weekday. One of the days is weekday. So either it was born on a weekday, laid on a weekday, or today is a weekday if it's the second one. And Rav Asi says, no de bazeh sur bazeh. Rav Asi says, no, no, no. Even if it's laid on the first day of Yantav, you can't use it on the second day of Yantav. Why? Says the Gemara. Is this to tell me that Rav Asi holds Kedusha Achas? But Rav Asi used to make Havdalah in between the 2 days of Yantif, says the Gemara. But Rav Asi mavdol miyomotav lechavrei. So you see, he holds it's 2 days of Yantif. It's two Kedushos. How could he say that he wouldn't eat the egg on the second day? He met Havdalah in between, answers the Gemara. He wasn't sure. Rav Asi sifuki misafgalei. He wasn't sure. And therefore he was just machmir on all sides. He met Havdalah, but he wouldn't eat the egg. Right, Ovid Hakalachumra, the Hakalachumra. Right, so he was just Machmir in both ways. Rashi, Smisavuki Misafkale, Im Chok Chachamim Hushahutal al Galios Ladoros, Viafilo Yirbam Bam Chachamim Yode Eatim, you also have Shnaim. Is it forever? 2 days? And even if we don't have a Safik, it's going to be 2 days, and therefore it must be that it's a one Yom Aruch, or it's really a Safik, and one of the days is weekday, so you don't know what to do. So that's Rav Asi used to make Abdallah. Ask the Rishonim, ask the Shizim Kubetz, is there in Beitza? How did he make Avdallah? He made Mishum Chumrah? He was Machmer, he made Avdallah? Isn't that possibly Brachal of Avdallah? How can he make Avdallah Mishum Safik? Right, how does that work? You can't make Avdallah Mishum Safik if you might not have to make Avdallah. So the Shem Gomez gives two answers. Number one, maybe it just means he has Avdallah in Shmoneh Esrei. He didn't say any extra days. Maybe any extra brachas. He said it in Shmoneh Esrei. Number one. Number two, maybe, and again, each line of this shita is an assumption and is a machlok as we've shown him. Really, it's weekday. One of the days is weekday. That's a machlok as we've shown him. Saying a bracha levatala, is that a din daraisa, din darabanan? So Gemara says it's lo sisa. Don't say God's name in vain. So if you think about it, you're saying a bracha is a wonderful, amazing statement. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech ha'olam, borei b'nei mezonos. Wow. What a beautiful statement. That's a lo sisa. So Bali Tosfos say, no, that's an issa d'rabbanan. You shouldn't say that when Chazal didn't weren't misakin it. Right? So the Shita holds like Tosfos. That's only d'rabbanan. And Chiyav Havdalah is d'araisa. And therefore, that wins. That's also a machlokas. So first of all, the Rambam holds that Brachal Vatala, possibly Rachna and Sucha is Daraisa. So that's a machlokas. And then the other side, he's like the Rambam, and I'll the other show him. Right? Is Havdalah Daraisa? Kiddush is Daraisa. Kiddush Mitzvah is Daraisa. Is Havdalah Daraisa? The Rambam says yes. The Rambam says Kiddush and Havdalah are both part of Zarchas Yom HaShabbos Lekansho. But the Ramban says Havdalah is Durabanan. Only the Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah, I think, quotes the Ramban that Havdalah is Durabanan. So each line here could be argued with. That's what the Shita said. The Shita says, Bracha Shein Etzricha, Bracha Levatal is Drabanan, Havdalah is Daraisa, and therefore, Shafi Ikel Ebruche El Asafik, Dekol Bracha Shal Torah, Imu Safik, Yochel Levarech Al Sveika. So that's part of the discussion of Kedusha Achas, Shtei Kedushos. One more source, a fascinating one. Rabbi Chanan, on that Gemara in Beitza, discusses this Shita, and says, we for sure hold two Kedushos. Right, we hold Bizman, Rav Asi wasn't sure, but we for sure hold two Kedushos. So why don't we make Havdalah in between the 2 days of Yantif in Chutz Laaretz? We hold two Kedushos. And aren't we Choshesh? At least we should do it in let's say, right, Havdalah, let's say Yantif is Tuesday, Wednesday. Okay, when it's Shmosi Shabbos, we say Vatodienu. But Tuesday, Wednesday, we should say, well, some type of Havdalah. In, right? Vimke Kalshkin Ludidon, Devadesh, De Kedushos, saying, Lama ain't Anu Mavdila, but Mosa Yantif Rishon. De Lama Sina Plugtabase. Right, so Rav Asi did it. So why don't we do it? So he says, maybe We know, we're used to, how long can you make Havdalah for? It's like Shabbos. We know you can make it till Tuesday night. We know that. You can make it Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Because that has to do with the previous Shabbos. Wednesday, Thursday with the next Shabbos. What about Yontif? How long do you have to make Havdalah on Yontif? It's not like connected to the week. Say, how long do you have? How long do you have? Do you like half the time till the next Shabbos? And whatever half the time is, you split it in half. That doesn't make any sense. Right? So what would you do? So, Anan, so says the Rav Chanan. Rav Asi held like the Manda Amarim Sachim that if you weren't Mavdil on Motzi Shabbos, you only have Sunday. So that's what he had to do with that day, because all you have is one day. So just like Shabbos, so too Yantif. But we hold you could be Mavdil at least through Tuesday. So maybe you could also be Mavdil later than one day for Yantif, and therefore, we just push it off. But the problem is, like he says, Sarach Iyun, at Eze Yom Shalachar Yantif Efshal Havdil. How long do you have? Unclear. Unclear. He just says that as a possibility, maybe you have more time. And then he just adds a fascinating question. And remember that case from Masechah Shabbos? You're on a desert island, you have no idea what day Shabbos is. So, Machlokes, do you count six and then Shabbos? Or do you have Shabbos and then count six? And then the Gemara ends up by saying you have to do an Isser Malacha every day, because every day really might be Shabbos. The only question is about davening, about assays. So when do you make Kiddush? So says Rav Chanan, maybe she has to make Kiddush and Avdallah every day. She has to make Kiddush and Avdallah every day when you're on the island. He says, Lama lo yischayev b'chol yom l'kadesh u'l'havdil m'sekad ha'raisa. U'lazovrim d'avdallah d'rabbanan yischayev l'kadesh. Okay, b'chulu. Anyway, fascinating. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. So what do you do when you have 2 days of Kiddush next to each other? You are allowed to trust him from the first day. Even if you hold Shnei Kedushas, you can trust him from the first day. Vitani Kenan, we also have this in a Tosefta. Shoa lo b'yantif, ochel b'shabbos. If you ask him on Yantif on Friday, then you could eat on Shabbos. It could be continued in Emanus. B'shabbos ochel b'yantif. So it could go both. And the Rasilio says, this is obviously not according to the Mandalmar, Kedusha Achas, then there's no Kiddush. Well, the Tosefta must be talking about, even according to the one that says Shtei Kedushos, still the Nemanis continues. Good. Reb Yona, B'shem Reb Zeira. Reb Yona's going to make a comment now. Machlokes, Mefarshim. What is he talking about? We'll go with the pshat that it's going back on the Mishnah. That's how Reb Chaim Kanievsky understands it, and others. It's going back on the Mishnah. Tiftar, interpret the Mishnah. Reb Yona says, interpret the Mishnah. B'peres shenismecha daito alehen me'erev Shabbos. Only about fruit that you were planning to eat. Literally, you put your das on Friday. So if you were planning to eat these fruit on Friday, and then it's Shabbos, and now like, oy, I forgot to be mafresh. That's when you could go ask the Amaretz. When this was your planned meal on Shabbos. But what if you planned out your whole meal, you have everything to eat, and then all of a sudden you look in the fridge, you're like, oh, those would be nice to eat. Oh, I don't know if I was mafresh them. Let's go ask the Amaretz. No, lo bada, not that. Because the fact that you planned out your whole meal besides that means you don't need it. It's not just a tzarech. Maybe it's not just kavod Shabbos. You don't need it so much. So therefore, we won't allow the nem on us. Right? This doesn't mention what we mentioned at the end of yesterday's daf. You know, remember we said, what if you have the same apples and you want these apples? What the Gemara say? Hayetzer tov. Right? The Yetzer wants it. But here, your Yetzer didn't want it before Shabbos. You had plenty. So to say your Yetzer pops up on Shabbos, maybe the Gemara doesn't think that's enough of a tzarech. So that's Rabbi Yona. Abba Rabbi Mana. Amar Rabbi Mana. Milin de Rabbanin. Messiah le Rabbi Yona Abba. Rabbi Mana was the son of Rabbi Yona. Rabbi Yona was just talking. Rabbi Mana says, the following words of the Rabbanan support my father's words. Messiah le Rabbi Yona Abba. Support the words of Rabbi Yona, my father. Did he call his father by his first name? Rabbi Yona Abba. You let him do that? So the Mefarshim explained, you look at the Pisrei Tshuva, I think, or Rabbi Akiva Eger on Shulchan Aruch, as long as you give him a title. If it's a title, so then it's okay. It's okay. Often in the tour, he quotes Rabbeinu Asher. That's his father. I can quote his father by his first name. Somebody will call him the Rosh. So the Rosh is a nickname, and the Rosh also means the Rosh. They say, you could call him the Rosh. But often we find Gedolei Olam quoting their father, calling them. But again, that's they say if you give him a name to add, Abba Chalafta, right? So as long as you give him another name, it is okay. If you look in the Aruch HaShulchan in Hilchas Kibud Avaim talks about this in Reish Mem, in Reish Mem in Yaradeya. So he talks about it after the Kavanasam Shalo Yikreenu Bishmo Levad, below Abba. Abba Kisha Omer, Abba Ploni Mutter. Right, there's different minhagim of Gaboim when a son calls a father up for an aliyah. Do you say Yamod Avimori? Do you say Yamod Avimori with the name afterwards? Right. Either way, Avimori, that's fine to say the name because you're Bimachabi. Some people aren't comfortable with doing that, so they just say Avimori. So either one. That's okay. But anyway, back to the Gemara. So Rabbi Mana says that the following supports my father. So again, what did Rabbi Yona just say? Rabbi Yona said that there's a chilik, the Mishnah, the Ne'emanis is only if this is what you were planning to eat on Shabbos. If you aren't planning to eat it, then we can't rely on it. So there's going to be a stira to our Mishnah, and the answer is going to use that answer, going to use that explanation. That's how the following is a support to his father. Ditanin and Taman, we learned there. Where's there? Three daf from now. Daf Lamed Vav. Right, we're going to learn in a few days. Hamadres chaveiro sheyochel etzlo. I really want you to come for Shabbos meal, but you just always come up with an excuse. So I say you're not allowed to get any hana'ah from me ever unless you come for Shabbos meal. And you maybe you're the chazan in shul, maybe you're the storekeeper, whatever. You put him into a difficult situation. You know what the problem is? The inviter is not such a ne'eman in kashrus to the one who was invited. So now what does he do? So Amadis Chaver Shiochel Etzlo V'Hu Eino Ma'Aminu Ala Ma'isris. He doesn't believe him. So you have to put a dot 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 in there. You got to know the end of the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say you do? What does the Mishnah say? First Shabbos you could go there. First Shabbos. Ochel Imo B'Shabbos Harishona. Ava B'Shino Ne'eman Ala Ma'isris Bilvad Shiyom Ala Musaren Hein. Right. First Shabbos you're good. Just like here in our case. In our case you forgot, but here you don't have a choice. Ubishabbos shnia, no good. Can't the second, by the second Shabbos, you have to be ma'aser before it. Okay, so the first Shabbos. So, that's what the Mishnah says, but Rabbi Yanai, b'shem Rabbi Shmuel, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, explaining that Mishnah, b'shabbos shel prut gemaya, hitiru, mipnei eva. It's not stam the first Shabbos. It means the first Shabbos, the Am Haaretz's child just got married, and he's inviting you to Shabbos Sheva Brachas. That's what's going on here. And if you don't go, it's Mishum Eva, he's going to be upset at you. That's what we're talking about. So that's when you could trust. So one second. So now we have a stira. Why over there, you could trust the Am Haaretz on Shabbos only by a special super Shabbos Sheva Brachas, while in our Mishnah it says, any Shabbos. Any Shabbos, the Am Haaretz says it's kosher, it's Musar, you're good. So how do you answer that question? So you answer the question as follows. V'Shabbos shel prut gemaya. That Mishnah over there, why is it limited to the Shabbos Sheva Brachas? Lo b'peir shenis b'chodai tol ha'mer Shabbosi. It's a case where it's not talking about where this is the fruit that you were going to eat on Shabbos. Right? Let's say he invited you in shul Friday night. Friday night, you already prepared all your food for Shabbos, and he comes over to you and says, you have to eat over for lunch tomorrow. So there you can't trust him in general, because what we just say, you can only trust him if you're planning, this is your food for Shabbos, then something happened. You have plenty of food. So that's where it's limited. The Mishnah Daf Lamed Vav is only Shabbos Sheva Brachas, because Mishum Eva, that's where we would allow it. Lo Amar Elam B'nei Eva. But in our Mishnah, why are you allowed to trust every Shabbos? Right? Because we're talking about a case where that's the food you're relying on to eat on Shabbos. So this answer of the Stira is a proof, says Rabbi Mana, to my father's pshat, to my father's limitation, in the Mishnah. Good. So this is, again, there's a lot to talk about Sheva Brachas on Shabbos, Panim Chadashos, right? There's a great Hasidish Vart. Right? Why do you need Panim Chadashos on Shabbos? Because everybody is a Pan Chadash. We're different people on Shabbos. We're different people. Shabbos gives us a different. Rav Soloveitchik writes, he said he remembers that as a little boy, sometimes he would be in shul and he would see these water schleppers in shul and he couldn't tell them the difference from them and the Gdolei Olam. Because on Shabbos, everybody had a different face. Everybody was shining. So, Panim Chadashos. That Sheva Brachas on Shabbos. Okay. So, says the Gemara. There's a lot more that we could talk about, but let's continue. Says the Gemara, Shalu Shabbos Harishona. We could go back and talk more about the Kiddush and Havdalah discussions when we finish this. Rambam Shabbos. Shalu Shabbos Harishona. What happens if you ask him one Shabbos? Hashniya lo yochal hashi aser, o hashi hashi lenu. As we said, if you ask him one Shabbos and now it's the following Shabbos, or as the Mari Kirka said before, even if you have one day in between, even one day in between, lo yochal ashi aser ashi ishilenu, so you can't eat until your ma'aser, or you ask him. V'lo kvar shalu, but didn't you already ask him? You already asked him, right? You already asked, I'm sorry, right, and what he's gonna, he already told you last week that he was ma'aseret, but he's gonna change his answer? But he's gonna admit that he lied? Amar Rav Yona, taman bahu deshal al nafshe. You're right, you can't just ask him again. The first time you ask him yourself. Bram hacha bahu deshal chorani lovi. You gotta have somebody else ask for you. Maybe if somebody else asks for you, then maybe you'll give a different answer. Maybe you'll, if he really wasn't maaser, maybe you'll give a different answer. He won't be as embarrassed in that case. See the Reb Chaim Kanievsky? Yishlach b'shabizu as chaveiro. Send your friend, l'show alo, to ask. V'shema yomar lo ha'emes, sheina mu'usarin. Maybe he'll tell the truth, that it's not mu'usar. Hilkach sho alo shuv. So you could ask it, you gotta ask again the second Shabbos. You can't trust from last week, but you can't ask yourself. You can't ask yourself. Reb Yona boy, Reb Yona is playing a major role on this daf. Reb Yona boy, ma'u shiyishalenu. How do you, so question, how do you read the next four words? We're gonna go with question, answer. Ma'u shiyishalenu. How are you supposed to ask? Supposed to just go over to the Amaretz and say, well, you ma'aser. How's it going to make him feel? Right? That's not going to make him feel too good. Right? You're going to embarrass him. Right? Or maybe he'll get defensive and he'll for sure say that it was mu'usar. Derech akalason. You got to ask him literally in a crooked way. You got to ask him in some way that's not exactly, you know, not making it, putting it on the defensive and maybe he'll lie. Derech HaKalason, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, who shol oso, shalo yishal oso lehedya, im ma'aser who has peirosav, ela omer lo, shema machmas tirda shachachta milasran. I know you're a very busy guy. You are extremely busy. You're constantly doing such great things. You sure you a ma'aser this? Because maybe you were... That's how you have to ask. Like the following story. Reb Yonah kedaite. Reb Yonah acted based on his shita. Reb Yonah zavin chiti min devar chakula. Reb Yonah bought wheat from a farmer. Nafak lagabi went out to him. Amar lei says to him, Lo dani choshelach. I have to ask you a question. I am not choshed you that you aren't maaser. I'm not choshed you. Ella begin to zavnis min achitin. I bought from you wheat. V'chamis uchlus saalach. I saw yesterday your shop was packed. You were the most popular store in town. Wow, everybody wants wheat from you. You have a special, special product. But it was so busy, I could imagine how things might fall through the cracks. Va'amris, and I said to myself, Dilma, didn't she say miskina? Maybe he forgot to be misakin it. I'm just checking. I'm just making sure. Misakin havyin. Right, is it done? Is it fixed? That's what Rabbi Yonah said to do. You have to ask it in this way. That doesn't make him feel bad. You gotta ask him in this way. And what happens? Ta'an machaski lavai. He kept pushing him and like trying to get an answer out of him. You know, were you busy? I just want to know. Please explain to me. Right, the Amara Folda says on the bottom, Hirba alav dvarim. And you know what, finally? Amarle ma'an achashali. What am I going to stay choshe to you? What does that line mean? He finally admitted, you're right, I was... Right now, he knows Reb Yonah thinks that he's a Naaman. So if he just lies now, then everything's going to... If he admits now that he did it, then hopefully he'll stay a Naaman to Reb Yonah. So he admits and says, you know, you're right, it was very busy yesterday. Maybe he wasn't busy. Maybe it was just he never was Naaman. But he knows Reb Yonah believes him now. So that's how Reb Yonah was able to get this admittance out of him and realize that it is not what he wanted to eat. This is not exactly like the principle of Mesiach Lefitumo. That's a different principle than halacha. The second to last daf in Yevamos talks about Mesiach Lefitumo, which means relying on somebody when they don't even know that you're relying on them. You're just like schmoozing with them. Or relying on some type of testimony based on just stories that you hear. Right? You're in the street and you hear children, you know, walking home and you overhear them talking about, wow, what a levaya. So many people there. And you hear like the name of the, are you allowed to trust those kids? They're just walking by. Could the woman get married based on the fact that they heard that the man died and they were at this levaya? Right? That's called Mesiach Lefituma. Right? That's in Kuf Chaf Aleph in Yevamos. Ki Ahu Davi Kamar Va'azil. Manika Bechivai! Manika Bechivai! Where is Bechivai? Anybody know where Bechivai lives? Shachim Chivai. Oh, he died. Right? Just like that. No Edus. No one. The Insom of Rav Yosef Lodemisu. Rav Yosef allowed his wife to get married. Bechi by his wife, just because of that. It was Mesiach Lefitumo. Mesiach Lefitumo, and there are other examples of this that are Mesiach Lefitumo. Right, what we're talking about here. He kind of knows you're asking him the question. It's not just a story, right? Derech Agav. But it's done in a way that you don't want to ask him that you know that he's going to for sure lie about it. You want to make him comfortable. You want to make him able to give any answers. Either way, that's relating to the first part. So these two dafim related to the first part of our Mishnah, the exciting part of our Mishnah about Shabbos being different. That's a great Rambam to take with us, right? Rambam take with us of, you know, they're scared to do Averis on Shabbos, right? The Bali Musar say, Averis on Shabbos, getting angry. Right, chaos during the week is terrible, but there's a remit. Lo savaru eish b'chomo shoseichem b'yom haShabbos. On Shabbos, for sure, lo savaru eish. Right, the chaos, the eish of chaos. Right, but now the next stop, Hashem, will be about the second half of the Mishnah, and that is, what if my shumas meister that I was maaser fell back into the bowl? Fell back into the bowl. What do you do then? And that we will have to talk about. Okay, we'll stop here.